Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the best apps for music festival season.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, and welcome to another edition of Lifestyle Thursday on Millennial Money. So, festival season is coming up. This weekend, Coachella starts out here in California, runs for the next 2 weekends. Right after that, Stagecoach is in the same place in Indio, California, the country festival there. So what we decided this week was to find some of the best apps out there. So when you're going to the latest festival, your closest festival, or traveling out here to Coachella, or going to New York for the Governor's Ball in New York, or going to Bonnaroo in Tennessee, or going to the Firefly Festival in Delaware, wherever you're going, we found 10 really great apps. A lot of them we actually use a lot. And we decided, hey, well, how about we use these things at these festivals? So these are the 10 best apps that we came up with for festival season.
Yeah, and I've actually never been to a festival. I kind of am sort of shamed in admitting that. But, I mean, some of it sounds really cool to me. I think the part of, like, being around thousands and thousands of people and potentially dirt and sleeping in a tent doesn't exactly sound like fun to me. But I'm not knocking it. I think, you know, some of these festivals have amazing musicians. They just keep getting better and better. And So, you know, your phone is likely going to be your best friend when you're out kind of surrounded by thousands of people to help you kind of not only navigate the festival, but also to find your stuff.
Yeah, well, festivals have really become the go-to thing these days. It's, I mean, every big performer is playing in multiple festivals this year. The Foo Fighters, for instance, I was actually looking up their tour schedule. The only thing that they're doing this summer is just festivals here in the U.S. and in Europe and stuff. So a lot of bands like that, they play these things. But so it's also hard for us, like the concert goers, to navigate this stuff. So it's not also just festivals. This could be any concert you go to, or you could use these apps for, you know, any big event you go to. Say if you're going to an MMA match or a boxing match, or, you know, whatever, going to a sporting event. You know, these are probably good apps to actually use, but we decided to curve them towards the music festival season that kind of kicks off this year, or this weekend, I should say.
Yeah, so our first app is one, if you live in a big city like Los Angeles, you probably use this app all the time. It's Waze. And, you know, those Coachella roads, they can be super, super crazy. And so Waze is literally just a navigation app that helps give you alternate routes whenever your original route is congested, which could be very helpful if you're trying to, like, get around festival traffic or anything like that. But, you know, it's also a really smart app to have just in general. I know a lot of our friends use Waze. But, you know, a lot of cars now you can upgrade to the navigation system, but it could be like between like $2,000 to $5,000, if not more, for their navigation. And I think the phones are becoming so sophisticated now that it just makes more sense if you can get an app and the app actually helps you save time to, you know, keep your pennies and use Waze.
Well, I also hate too, like when, like, say if you use like Google Maps or something like that, it only points you in one direction, where this app, and especially like you said, if let's use Coachella as an example, or even Bonnaroo in Tennessee, they're in smaller towns. They're not in, you know, really big cities or something like that. That's why, you know, the festivals are actually held there. So there only may be a few routes you can go, but it's nice to not be in the crush of all those cars, that if you could find another way out and use this app, that would be really cool.
Yeah, because I'm sure any of the listeners are not as impatient as I am when I'm stuck in traffic. I definitely want to always try to find a way around any traffic, because I don't like traffic. I don't like congestion. I don't like too many people. We went to a concert at the Rose Bowl here in Los Angeles, and I about died because it took us longer to get out of the parking lot than it did for the entire concert. And
no,
so
the concert was 2 hours and 15 minutes, and it took us almost 2 hours to get out.
Okay, well, it felt like life.
That was probably one of the most ridiculous things I've ever felt like my life was going to end.
If it wasn't a Coldplay concert and like one of probably the best concerts I've ever seen, I would, you know, I would never go back to Rose Bowl. But sadly to say, I'm actually going back to the Rose Bowl. So,
we might actually use this app now.
Yeah. So. And so our next app is called Find My Car.
Another helpful thing too, especially if you're there for like 3 days, if you actually spend the night in Bonnaroo or Coachella or whatever.
Yeah. So you don't have to have any of those, you know, those crazy clickers they used to sell, like, you could like hit a button and it would like find your car. So now we can use our phones. So once you have parked, you know, it might take you a long time to find your car, because did you know that Coachella has an average of 200,000 people, Bonnaroo 80,000, which is still a lot, and 90,000 at the Firefly Fest. So, I mean, that's a lot of people. And, you know, it's not like when you go to Disneyland and it's like you're parked by five Mickey, you know, five blue Mickey. I mean, this is literally just a parking lot, a sea of cars. And so this app helps you figure out and navigate back to your car, which I think just ends up saving, you know, a lot of frustration in the end, and probably a lot of money. I'm sure I've heard stories, actually, people who have called Uber to help them find their car, and just all sorts of paid people to just drive them back and forth down different lots to like desperately try to find their car at festivals. So, you know, maybe you end up saving a few bucks even with this app.
Yeah, more than likely too, you're gonna stay till the end of the show, because the headliner, like say at Coachella, like Lady Gaga, you're gonna want to see that, or Radiohead or whoever playing, and so you're gonna be in this mad crush of people of like, oh, now you get confused with all the people and where to go and stuff like that. So it's just a good app. This is a good app to have, I think, if you're in the mall, you know, or you go to some place that you've never been before and you're like, hey, you know, where the heck did I park or what did we do or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. And I find the older I get, the more I forget where I parked. I'm very good navigational, but sometimes I do go down the wrong aisle. So it is good. I always find my way, but it is good. It is a super good app. And, you know, if you are totally frustrated by all the congestion getting to the festival and then trying to find the way out of the festival, the next app is going to be your best friend. It is called Zeal, and it is actually an app where you can have a licensed massage therapist sent directly to your house or a hotel or an Airbnb or wherever you're staying to give you a massage, like get you all prepped and ready to go so you can go back next day to the festival and do all of this all over again.
Yeah, I mean, that's just another great app just to have and to use just where you're at home if you want to, but let alone if you're out there and you're partying hard and you're in the dirt and getting all sweaty and everything, or if you're in the DJ tents or something like that. And, you know, I think it's just a fun thing to just relax. And also it's a getaway too. So that's also a nice way to just, you know, relax, chill out. And then they bring the massage therapist to you. How cool is that?
Yeah, I mean, I love when a massage therapist comes to me. I don't have to go to their place. Some people think it's a little weird. So you want to make sure you're using like a reputable app like Zeal. You're not just like going on Craigslist and calling a massage therapist because they're cheap. I would definitely not suggest that. I've heard all sorts of scary stories about that. So
this one's actually a licensed therapist.
Yes, this is a licensed therapist.
It's totally legit.
And the rates are really good. I checked, you know, on the app around our different area, and they're pretty competitive, you know, if not better than some of the rates that we would find at, you know, if you go to one of those big spa places. I mean, I know you're getting a lot for your money. I'm going to say that loosely, but you're paying a lot. And, you know, I mean, I find it hard sometimes to justify, you know, $150 for a 50-minute massage.
Well, I also think this is a cool thing with this app that whether, you know, you're at a festival or you're at, you know, at home or something like that, and they come to your place, and now you can really relax. You don't have to get in the car all kind of woozy and like, oh, wow, that was so relaxing. Now I don't know if I could drive. Well, here you could just like chill out in your bathrobe and actually just relax and stuff.
Right. Yes. So, I mean, in any case, even if you're not going to a festival, you're going to want to have Zeal app on your phone. So,
well, the next app, though,
yes,
I don't think you actually need this one because you're kind of like a camel and you drink water more than any person I've ever known. But for those who maybe don't pay attention and they are partying hard and they are having fun at the festival and they're all rocking out, this app will help you stay hydrated.
The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/ETM to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/ETM. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. "Talkin' Money" under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Yeah, so our next app is called Water In, all one word, and it literally helps you determine if you need to hydrate and drink more water. I don't quite know exactly how it does it, but I know that it does kind of send you the red alert that it's time for you to hydrate with water, not with other, you know, alcoholic substances that we're probably hydrating with at the festivals. But I mean,
some of those have water too, and they have ice. So
well, that yeah, that good. Does not count.
But you're saying actually water.
Yes, the clear water, not the vodka water or the tequila water or the gin water, but the water.
It actually measures your body intake of whatever you need, just like any other sort of app that you're an exercise app too, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I know, you know, you can get out of the festival and you're having fun and it's dusty and you're drinking and you're listening to music and it's really easy to get dehydrated. But dehydration actually is kind of serious. I mean, you can actually like really hurt, you know, your body and, you know, you could pass out. I heard a story of a friend of a friend who actually passed out at Coachella. And they actually had to have him airlifted out to a hospital, and he got the hospital bill, you know, back and like literally almost passed out again. And he felt so stupid because they told him, you know, you just were so severely dehydrated that, you know, your body just couldn't go on any longer, and they couldn't get an ambulance in there. And so, you know, I mean, not that I want that to happen, but, you know, if this app helps you stay a little bit hydrated.
Well, I think it's also just an app too. Like, say if you take this, you know, and you're hiking or you're exercising or you go for a long run or something like that, it really kind of helps you. Like, oh, okay, it's time to really, you know, because you could feel that usually in your body. But then a lot of times when we're having fun or we're exercising or we're doing other things like this, but especially like say if you're at a festival, and even if you're not drinking, even if you're just, you know, having fun and partying down and you know, just rocking out or dancing or whatever and stuff like that, you're going to get all hot and sweaty, and you're in a mad crush of people. So I think this is a really good app to go, oh, okay, you know what? Let me check in. Okay, need some water, and there you go.
I don't think you're selling it much to me, hot and sweaty in a big group of people. Those are actually not my favorite combination. If you know me well, I'm sort of like, I've become anti-crowd for whatever reason.
Well, and then what was the last app that you had on there? So once you actually get there, what's a good app to actually find a place to stay?
So Airbnb, of course, is, you know, one of my favorite apps. And you know, I mean, I'm a super Airbnb. I used to use VRBO a lot, and for certain places I'll use VRBO, but Airbnb really is, by and large, one of my favorite apps to check out. I even check out last minute, you know, if we have a hotel booked in an area and I'm not like stoked about the hotel or the price of the hotel, I'll check Airbnb like 24 hours or 48 hours before, and then I'll try to negotiate, you know, to see if we could get, you know, a better deal or maybe something, you know, somebody ended up canceling at an Airbnb. But, you know, especially for festival season, Airbnb is a great way because, you know, yes, a lot of times they will jack up the prices, but not as much as the hotels will. And you can really, if you do some due diligence, you can negotiate and you can get sort of perks because, you know, a lot of the Airbnbs like would rather you stay there. And so sometimes they'll offer you like bed and breakfast. Sometimes they'll offer you, I've even seen them offer you like a free car rental around festival season. So, you know, there's definitely ways that you can use Airbnb to your advantage. But, you know, it's just nice to come back and like have a bigger space. If you use the Zeal app and you get a massage therapist, you know, you've got room to spread out versus sometimes a hotel now feels so like closed in for me, you know?
Well, I also think too, like I was saying before, a lot of these festivals are not also in major cities, especially like a Coachella or Bonnaroo. They're in, you know, smaller communities and stuff, that the hotels that they actually have are a little bit of ways. You actually have to drive a little bit of ways into Palm Springs or wherever to actually find a hotel, and let alone, like you said, how much they jack up the prices. And a lot of times it's just not worth it, where you could find a cool little house or, you know, a whatever kind of rental. And especially if you go with a big group of people and rent maybe a big house or something like that.
Yeah.
That's always fun too.
Because then you can share the cost and it just becomes, you know, can be actually become super cheap. And, you know, I will say the one thing that you do want to be super careful with anytime you rent Airbnb or VRBO is you definitely want to follow the checkout instructions. And I don't care how hungover you are or how dehydrated you are. You seriously follow whatever instructions they've left for you. If you got to take out the trash or you got to put the dishes in the dishwasher, because they will dock you, you know, a fee, or they will charge you a fee, I should say, if you, you know, leave the place kind of demolished, and they'll write a bad review. And so Airbnb, like, not only can you review the people, the places you've stayed, but they review you too. And so then in the future, when you go to book another Airbnb, people can see your reviews as well. So
that's just something to think about too, to make sure you're doing the right things.
Yeah, because sometimes the, you know, the refundable deposits can be quite high, you know, $300 or $500. And if you don't follow those instructions, you know, I mean, it just seems stupid to be out $500 because you didn't take the trash out or put the dishes in the dishwasher. But, you know, the rule's the rule of the rule. And so that's kind of what you got to face when you're dealing with Airbnb. But don't shy away from them because they are amazing.
Yes. So next up on our list, one of the things that I have in my car is actually Sirius XM radio. And I love my Sirius XM radio. I love all the stations that I listen to. And one of the cool things they have is that they play probably now these days most of these festivals. This weekend and the next two weekends, they're going to play all Coachella pretty much live, I believe, in a lot of they record it and play back and stuff. So I listen to a lot of Coachella just in my car if I'm driving around. And then throughout the season, too, they'll play a lot of these other festivals, too. So one of the things that they have, if you have Sirius XM, is their app. And you can actually listen to you can either listen to online or the app. But this app, the Sirius XM app, you can actually listen to bands. So say if you are going to one of these festivals and they start early and you don't want to go in early because you just want to see Radiohead or Gaga later or something like that, you could actually listen to the app and listen to the other bands that you're going to miss or something like that. And if you're not going to these festivals, another way to actually check out these festivals and go, hey, maybe I'm going to go next year. How about that? You know, so that's one of my favorite things. I also listen to the app when I'm not in my car. So it's just definitely a place to find and to listen to.
And we found kind of the hard way, you know, dealing with Sirius was that, you know, they like to kind of put you on new packages and new prices without you maybe necessarily. I'm sure that somewhere you checked a box, but so just make sure you check, you know, your bills, like, because they, you know, kind of bill you either monthly or quarterly, and just make sure that you're getting the service that you want. And if there's extra bells and whistles, like when you first buy your car, a lot of times they'll throw in kind of like premium package with Cirrus.
And that's how I got it.
Yeah. And then it will run out after a few months, but they'll just keep billing you because they figure, you know, you want it, and of course you want it, but you're probably paying for the premium package where maybe you might not need the premium package. So just make sure that you kind of go, okay, I gotta just make sure that now that I'm paying for this, that it's actually,
well, there's definitely an extra charge to actually get the app and to listen to online and stuff like that. But if it's something that you are really wanting to, you know, listen to music and check out, you know, these bands, that's something really to invest in and stuff. So,
yeah, sure, absolutely.
One of the things when I actually listen to those recordings or on Sirius, and I hear the festivals and I hear other bands, there's a lot of bands I've never heard of, and that's what festivals are so great. There's so many up and coming bands that they, you know, as openers and whatnot and stuff. And so I listen to that and I go, oh, well, who's that? Or but I used to use this app everywhere, because you see me, I'll be in a store and if I hear music, I go, oh, what's that song, or what version is that song by? And I listen to, or I use my Shazam app all the time. And this is a cool too, I think, if you're going to a festival and you're like, hey, I've never heard of these guys before, what other music do they have, or what other, and so if you put on Shazam and you play it, and they'll play back or what, you know, what it is. Same thing too. If they're playing a song you've never heard of, or it's on an hour, you say it's, you know, the band, and you go, oh, wow, I don't know this song. What album is that on? It'll play and show you which one that's on. And it's a tool I have totally discovered. So many bands this way. So if you kind of use that and you listen to it, or you're there live, you can actually use your Shazam app and go, oh, cool, I like this music.
I'm gonna be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. And I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial.
Hey, my name's Otis Gray, host of the Daily Book Club, a daily podcast where I read wonderful old books one chapter at a time. Simple as that. Whether you want to get engaged and lost in a fascinating story that has stood the test of time, or just relax to a good book, listen to the Daily Book Club to get wrapped up or unwind during your day. We'll read classic stories like Pride and Prejudice, The Enchanted April, The Wind in the Willows, beautiful stories all told from start to finish. And you can even do a real book club. Tune into the Daily Book Club Discord and discuss the readings with other book club listeners. However you want to listen, it's your choice. Subscribe to the Daily Book Club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere else. New episodes every single day. So sit back, relax, and get lost in the Daily Book Club.
Yeah, I actually found out about a Shazam. I think it was like actually 8 or 9 years ago. It was literally right before the app hit the market. And I'm having a Coldplay theme here. I was at another Coldplay concert and there was literally a 12-year-old in front of me. And I saw him like push the button and hold the app up. And I'm like, what is he doing? And I saw him doing it several times. So I asked him, you know, hey, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, it's this new app that my brother created called Shazam. And you can literally hit the button and it will, you know, tell you whatever's playing. I'm like, no way. So proud to say, I think I was, you know, one of the first Shazammers.
Yeah, but you actually told me about the app too, and now it's like one of my favorite and go to ones. Even if I'm in the car and on Sirius, one of my favorite things is they actually list what's playing and who's playing and stuff like that. But I'll actually Shazam it and go, okay, so I remember and I go back to that, and then I'm going to go get that album or get that song or something.
Yeah, but isn't the most frustrating thing when you finally like open your phone and like get to the app and push the button and then the song's over?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm also that idiot in the store like trying to find a speaker and just waving my phone, just going, no, just play. It's but now it's on the music part. It doesn't really Shazam on me. It has to be lyrics going and stuff.
So. Yeah, so they need like a fast button.
Yeah, for
the, so
exactly.
If any of the Shazam developers are listening,
we'll take you as a sponsor too. So
and we'll take just a percentage of the profit.
Right. So you're at the festival, even though it's summer. No matter where you are in the country, or say if you're even in your a festival in Europe or someplace like that. It's outdoors, and you can never predict. In a lot of states, you never know if it's going to rain or how hot it's going to be or whatever. It could hail, you know, or something like that during the summer. So this app, the Dark Sky Weather app, which I've never heard of and I've never used before, but I am totally getting it on my phone today. It really predicts, and it's really precise about your location, and it gives you a minute-by-minute prediction of a rainstorm coming in. And I know there are other sort of apps that are and programs that are like this, but I've really never seen it specifically like this, so I really want to check this one out.
Yeah, because a lot of the weather apps, like, they'll be more general, and, you know, you look at the app, and you're like, it says it's 65 and cloudy, but I'm looking up, and it feels 80, and it's sunny, you know? And so I think this is really cool, especially, like, places like Tennessee or Florida or Delaware, yeah, or any
even,
place like
even
that.
New York, well, you just never know. Like you could be out,
shower
you
could, comes pop out.
Especially if there's like a thunderstorm or there's lightning. I mean, most times in these types of concerts, you know, if there's really severe weather, they will usually shut it down or tell you go to, you know, to go protect yourself or something like that. But it's good to have that in case that doesn't happen and they're going, no, no, we'll forge forward and you know, we'll ignore that rainstorm that's coming in.
Yeah, I'm going to definitely need the Zeal Massage Therapy app if it is muddy, hot, then a thunderstorm breaks out and I'm dehydrated and I'm in a sea of 200,000 people.
Hey, if you're rocking out to the Foo Fighters, then there's no need for any of that, you know. So it's all good. But you're at the festival. You're of course taking tons of pictures, making your friends jealous on Instagram or Snapchat or even that old school Facebook, and you're making them jealous because you're there. You're at this cool festival and stuff. One of the apps that I use probably on a daily basis, especially when I travel or go anywhere, is the Camera Plus app. I absolutely love this app. I've talked about it before. It's my favorite and easiest way to edit pictures. There's a lot of other ones that could probably that do a lot more. And sometimes when it's other pictures or intricate pictures, I will use those other apps. But I quite frankly, I think this is the easiest one to use. The Camera Plus is. And that they've also upgraded it too and made it with a lot more bells and whistles. And there's just so many cool things you could do with this. So say if you get really close there and you're going to get that really cool shot of Gaga or something like that, this is a really great way to edit the picture and, you know, and make your friends even more jealous.
Yeah, I have used a lot of different apps. I've actually paid for a lot of different editing apps, unfortunately so, and they were just trash. So I won't name any of those, but, you know, definitely make sure if you're going to pay for an app, I know it may just sound like $2.99 or 99 cents or whatever it may be, but you know, we're in that like click the button, society where we just keep clicking buttons. And before we know it, we've spent $20 or $30. So just like try to check out the app or, you know, check and see if some of your friends like have it on their phone and you could take a look before you start downloading.
Well, I think some of those ones that you paid for before, and I like those are the ones I mentioned too. I think they're just a little more complicated. They're good things and they do good things, but I still, this is my go-to and another one we would love for them to come on and sponsor our podcast as well too. So lastly, one of the best apps that you could actually find, and just about every festival that the research that I did has their own app. So Coachella has their own app, Bonnaroo has their own app, Firefly has their own app, and these are really good apps to download on your phone if you're going to go to these shows, because they have updated stuff all the time, including weather things or weather, you know, say if they know that a big storm's going to come in, they might, you know, they might cancel that day or postpone that day or whatever the case is. But let alone set updates. It's really cool because you're like, hey, I want to go check out so-and-so on this stage, or I want to go check out the DJ stage over here, whatever, stuff like that. These apps really have that. And then they'll have the parking information, they'll have also food information. And, you know, these days there's so many great food choices there. So you could actually know ahead of time going there what they have with these apps. So every festival that you pretty much could, that I pretty much found, they have their own apps. And then those are really good ones to check out as well.
Yeah, and also to check out in case something changes or, you know, if you have like a Beyonce, Lady Gaga, switcheroo.
Yeah.
Switcheroo. That's a hard word to say. In the middle of the festival, you know, then you can know whether you want to like skip that session or, you know, head on over for that.
Yeah, well, again, that's true too. Yeah, you could find out going, oh, well, so-and-so's playing in the morning and maybe I'll go check them out in the morning, but the afternoon is really not people I really want to see. So I'll go take a nap or go get a massage with Zeal. And then you go back for the headliners at night. So all those apps, check those out, including the festival apps. Those are the ones, those are the go-to ones.
Yeah, so we're going to have links to all of these apps in the show notes. So if you're listening to this podcast on your phone, just head over to the information show notes and there'll be all the links there so you can, you know, grab all these apps, especially if you're going to a festival.
Yeah, and if you haven't been to our website and when we post these show notes for any of these podcasts, we have a lot of links to the stuff we always talk about. So if you make it to one of these festivals this year, you know, email us and let us know that you went there and you use this app or you use a better app. We want to know about those things as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So hopefully you have an amazing festival season. You listen to some good music. Hopefully you're smart with your money and use some of these apps. And you know, you just go out there and have a good time. So as always, you can follow us on Twitter at @ShaunaGame and Instagram at @millennial_money.
Everyone knows that putting money aside in savings is really important. But then what? Should you keep your savings locked in a CD for a higher rate or keep them liquid in a money market? Can your checking account help you save too? Or is it about creating the right combination? We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about the savings options that are right for you. Learn more at sandyspringbank.com. Member FDIC.